This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 533,000 people have died now from COVID-19 globally, more than 129,000 in the United States. The number of global infections jumped to more than 11.4 million. The U.S. number surged to nearly 2.9 million. Local officials across the southern tier of U.S. states voiced new concerns Sunday about the sharp increase in the spread of the coronavirus pandemic in recent days, even as U.S. President Donald Trump dismissed it as totally harmless. Mayor Kate Callego in the western city of Phoenix, Arizona, told ABC News this week that we opened local businesses way too early after they were initially closed in March and April. The U.S. has recorded more than 50,000 new coronavirus cases on several recent days, largely across a row of southern states that avoided a big outbreak of cases in March and April, when cities in the northeastern part of the country, especially New York City, were especially hard hit, now have way fewer cases. Florida, the southeasternmost U.S. state alone, recorded more than 11,400 new cases on Saturday, as some big cities in the U.S. held annual Independence Day celebrations, even as dozens of smaller communities canceled there for fear of people spreading the virus. With a capacity of 10,000 beds, the world's largest temporary COVID-19 hospital opened in India Sunday as the country battles with accelerating cases of the respiratory disease. The hospital was inaugurated in New Delhi on the same day that Health Ministry reported a record single-day spike of more than 24,000, almost 25,000 cases. This is VOA News. Iran on Sunday confirmed that a damaged building at an underground nuclear site was a new centrifuge assembly center. The official Urner News Agency reported Iranian officials had previously sought to downplay the fire, which erupted early Thursday, calling it an incident that affected an industrial shed. However, a released photo and video of the broadcast by Iranian state television showed a two-story brick building with scorch marks and its roof apparently destroyed. A spokesman for Iran's nuclear agency said that work had begun on the center in 2013 and it was inaugurated in 2018. Online records in Hong Kong indicate that books written by prominent Hong Kong democracy activists have started to disappear from the city's libraries just days after Beijing imposed a new national security law on the financial hub, known for its status as a semi-autonomous area from the Chinese mainland. Among the officers whose titles are no longer available are Joshua Wong, one of the city's most prominent young activists, and Tanya Chan, a well-known pro-democracy lawmaker. Beijing's new national security law was imposed on Tuesday, and it is the most radical shift in how the semi-autonomous city is run since it was handed back to China by Britain in 1997. China's authoritarian leaders say the powers will not stifle freedoms and will only target a very small minority. The law targets acts of subversion, secession, terrorism, and colluding with foreign forces. Chinese leaders say the new law will restore stability after a year of pro-democracy protests, but it has already sent for coursing through a city whose people are used to speaking openly about politics and government. Prosecutors have told a judge that they'd like to schedule a Friday court appearance for Jeffrey Epstein's associate on charges she helped him recruit women to sexually abuse. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested Thursday. She's been detained without bail after agreeing to be moved to New York. In a letter to a judge, prosecutors sought a Friday bail hearing. Prosecutors say they expect the U.S. Marshal's Office to transport Maxwell to New York earlier in the week. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.